So we have another segment that you've talked in great depths about Paul Newman, but I'd like you to kind of touch on what you just reiterated.
Yeah, one of the highlights of my life is my association and friendship with actor Paul Newman. I had the car that was in the movie Winning and worked on that car, and Paul Newman drove that car. So I became very, very close to Paul Newman. And at night we would have the parties, and Paul Newman would want me to go with him to get the beer for the party around the pool at night, which was a private party for some of the people involved in the movie. So Paul would get a hold of me and he'd say, hey, let's take the T-Bird that's in the movie, and him and I and the T-Bird would go down the street to the White Front and we'd go get the beer. So we'd walk in the place, and the lady that owned the place, she was a good friend of mine, and she'd run up and give me a hug, glad to see me. And so I was with somebody, but when we got ready to leave to go get the beer, Paul smacked me across the chest and he said, now listen, SOB, he said, you don't tell nobody who I am. And he put his hat on, put sunglasses on, and covered his face up pretty well with his collar and stuff. And we walk in to get the beer. She'd come out and greet me. Paul Newman sit down on the stool. I'd tell her what I wanted, and she'd bring the cases of beer out, stack it up there. And Paul says, here, ma'am, I'm paying for it. So he'd pay her, and she wouldn't even hardly look at him. She'd just take his money and give him the change back. And this went on night after night for several nights, all during the shooting of the show here at the Speedway. And when he left and left town, then I told her who it was, and she liked to have a fit. But friendship with Paul Newman was pretty great, and I was one of the very few in the movie that Paul had anything to do with. He pretty much buddied around with me, and mainly it was because he told me, he said, you know, the reason I like you is you're doing something real in life. You're getting up and milking a bunch of cows, you're farming, and on top of that then, you're coming to the Speedway and taking care of these race cars. And he said, that's pretty neat. So he became a good friend of mine, and over the years, while he was involved with racing, him and I would meet at a lot of racetracks and talk, and he became a good friend all through the years. And I was the one that suggested when the movie was over that he would go to Bob Bondurant's school, who furnished the cars in the movie. Bob Bondurant took care of the cars and worked with them and mounted the cameras on the cars and all things like that. So I suggested with his school out in Arizona that Paul Newman would go to his driving school and would learn driving. So Paul went through there and became quite an accomplished racer. And then that started his career in racing, which he raced for several years. And he won some races, and he was a very accomplished racer. So when he was getting sick, there was a fellow that was taking care of him that I did not know at the time. I didn't know who it was, but somebody was taking care of him. And so I talked with Paul from time to time up until he died. And I found out who the guy was that was taking care of him was the guy that used to run my Silver Crown car. And I had known him for years. And so it was kind of neat to have connections with people like Paul Newman. And through the years, there's been Jim Garner was another one that come to the Speedway and was a very good friend of mine. And we'd have breakfast of a morning at the Speedway Motel. And, you know, the racing brought to me a lot of very neat people. I mean, how many people could stand on the Speedway at Daytona Beach, on the racetrack in the pit area, and talk to Donald Trump? I did that about 20 years ago. So being involved with racing brought you to the top of being able to meet the famous people throughout the world, and I had that privilege, so I'm proud of that.
That's great. Thanks, Charlie.